This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Fallout 4 is suddenly the best-selling game in Europe, and you can probably guess why. It's Monday, April 22nd, and this is IGN News. Fallout 4, the post-apocalyptic wasteland action RPG from 2015, is gaining popularity, with sales in Europe jumping by over 7,500% in the last week. Spotted by GamesIndustry.biz, the outlet reported a massive spike in Fallout 4 sales on the heels of the Prime Video release. Incredibly, the nearly 10-year-old game has jumped all the way to the top of the GSD charts, which tracks digital games across all of Europe and physical sales in the UK, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain. It now sits atop the weekly top 10, beating out Helldivers 2, EA Sports FC 24, and Grand Theft Auto 5. You can probably guess why Fallout 4's sales have spiked to the extent that they have. First, it is seeing extremely deep discounts, with prices slashed by roughly 75% in some places. More importantly, the Fallout TV series on Prime Video was released recently and has been met with praise from both critics and fans alike. Beyond the discounts and popularity of the Fallout TV series, Bethesda Softworks announced last week that the long-awaited next-gen update for Fallout 4 will be released on April 25th for PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. A gigantic mod, Fallout London, is in development. It was supposed to launch on April 23rd, but the creators had to delay the release, fearing that the next-gen update for Fallout 4 might break it. Yet, Fallout 4 is one of many games in the series that has seen an increase in the number of players following the success of the TV show. Recently, Steam data tracker SteamDB reported that multiple Fallout games, including New Vegas and Fallout 76, had seen a significant boost in players on Valve's digital distribution platform, with Fallout 76 in particular obtaining a new peak concurrent player Steam record of 39,455. With the Fallout TV series' success, it is no surprise to anyone that Prime Video announced that the series was renewed for a second season. While we have to wait a bit until a new season arrives, check out our piece detailing 14 things we'd love to see in Fallout Season 2 at IGN.com. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and developer updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.